Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, for a special Independence Day edition of the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa, I'd like to talk about independent workers, or the so-called gig economy. How big is the gig economy in the U.S.? Recently, the Bureau of Labor Statistics issued its first official reading of how many Americans are participating in this so-called gig economy. The report, titled The Contingent and Alternative Employment Arrangements Summary, found that about 16.5 million people are working in contingent or alternative work arrangements. Nearly 6 million people, around 3.8% of the workforce, held contingent jobs in the U.S. in May. Another 10.5 million were working as independent contractors, on-call workers, temporary help agency workers, or for contract firms. This data includes jobs at gig economy leaders that are well-known, such as Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb. By comparison, traditional industries like, say, the coal industry employs only about 80,000 Americans, and the steel industry employs about 150,000. This data from the BLS gives researchers, activists, academics, and really anyone doing workforce planning at a large organization, a good look, an initial look anyway, at hard data as they figure out how to navigate this new and changing labor force trend. For HR and business leaders who are trying to figure out how to fit this gig economy idea into their own organizations and how to best engage with people who maybe are in their organizations but maybe attracted to some of the benefits of the gig economy, I think it's important to think about why people are attracted to these gig economy roles in the first place. First off, simple, right? Flexibility. Schedule flexibility and schedule control. So many more people want that ability to control when they work and how they work. They might have childcare responsibilities, elder care responsibilities. They might be going to school. They might have another job. Or they may just want to go surf every morning instead of showing up to the office. Flexibility is key, and it's usually the primary benefit folks who are in the gig economy report. Second is the idea of variety. The gig economy can present variety to workers. Maybe you're driving an Uber, and maybe you're doing a different technical job as a contractor, or maybe you're balancing these kinds of roles with a more traditional part-time role in a retail store. But the ability to try different jobs, meet different people, go to different places, instead of that traditional job where you're showing up to the same place day after day after day for the same hours. Variety is usually a common theme that we hear of why folks are attracted to the gig economy. Finally, there's this idea of ownership, right? Gig economy workers, or really any independent workers, share a lot in common with entrepreneurs. You know, many opportunities in the gig economy are like mini entrepreneurship opportunities. If you're driving an Uber or doing jobs on TaskRabbit or, you know, doing independent contracting in home repair or something like that, you're an entrepreneur as well, just like the ones who are building startup apps out in Silicon Valley. And there's still an attraction to entrepreneurship, particularly if it can mimic like as a supplement to a regular job. We've seen other estimates that say as many as 44% of the workforce has taken on at least one side hustle during their careers. So people are looking for these opportunities for flexibility, schedule control, better balance, variety, and this idea of ownership and entrepreneurship. That's what draws people to the gig economy jobs. And if you're an HR business leader looking to attract these kinds of people into your organization, or at least to present similar kinds of feelings and opportunities to your traditional workforce, those are the things you can think of. How do I make our organization seem attractive, seem flexible, seem like a mini entrepreneurship, and offer people the variety and challenges and tasks that they want and need to thrive? So for Independence Day, a shout out to our country, of course, and a shout out to the independent workforce. Hope you have a great holiday. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show and Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.